this.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good morning to you, Brevard County. Welcome to another week right here on the Refresh Radio program, broadcasting from the studios of WMIE 91.5 FM. Pray that you had a great weekend, that you got to rest a little bit, worship God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, hang out with some wonderful believers, nourish your soul, and equip yourself for another victorious week here in beautiful Brevard County. Don't forget, tomorrow is Election Day. If you have not voted and you're registered to vote, that's very important. You've got to be registered before you can. And if you have not voted, equip yourself, prepare yourself. I was having a conversation with a person, and they were talking about they were doing their research on the constitutional amendments and things like that. And as they did their research, they said, well, I thought that it would go the other direction, and come to find out for them to get their message across, they had to vote opposite of what they thought they were going to vote. So do equip yourself. It's probably more important on the questions this year than I've ever encountered. And I encourage you to do that. You don't want to vote in the against your own conscience. You don't want to vote against your own conscience. And I want to be a good steward of what God has entrusted to us. Today we want to start off by saying thank you to Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. And the days are getting a little shorter as far as the daylight time. Yesterday was one of my favorite non-holidays of the year, is the day we get that extra hour of sleep. We had to do some research on that because I know Florida had passed something mandating just one ending daylight savings time, I think it was. But that has to be approved by Congress, and that hasn't taken place yet. So we were curious, do we get that extra hour or don't we? We did. Hallelujah. It's glorious, but right now with people who are working outside, they do concrete work, they do block work and things like that, that means that the opportunity to do something is even shorter because of how compressed the time schedule is. But I want to encourage you, if you are considering a project, whether it's an addition with a block construction, or you're looking to pour a pad for a boat or an RV or something along those lines, a patio, I want to encourage you, give them a call. One of the things that we did this last year in 2018 was we had been told in 2017 we were going to need to replace one of our air conditioning units. And what we did was we scheduled it in 2018 when it was the cool of the year, as a way of being a blessing to the people who were doing the work. The temperatures are a lot milder right now, and so I mean, it would be a great time to add something. If you do it now, it can be done before the holidays. And so I encourage you, give Jits Concrete a phone call, 321-536-5804. Maybe you're looking for an area to where your family can hang around and fellowship together and share lots of stories about Thanksgiving and Christmas as those holidays are approaching. And if Jits Concrete can be a blessing to you, give them a call, 321-536-5804. This week we're going to continue our topic on the will of God, and today we are going to go to the book of Ephesians chapter 1. Okay, there's a lot of discussion on the will of God here in chapter 1. And so I'm going to start reading in verse number 11 or verse number 1, and we're going to go all the way down to verse number 12. It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. So we're going to start at the end. To begin with, Paul writes, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. What Paul says is that Christ had designated and placed him in a position in the body of Christ. And so that's what I want to begin by telling you, is that is what one of the ultimate goals of the will of God is to find that place of service that God preordained, predestined for us to have in the body of Christ. It's absolutely important. Many people wander, they just meander around, and they think that they do not have a purpose. And I want you to know that that's not the plan of God. God has a purpose and a plan for you. I'm so thankful that in my body that there are not body parts that are just saying, you know, I don't think I want to be the index finger on my right hand anymore. I think I'm going to go and be an index finger on the left elbow. I'm so glad that my brain just doesn't migrate through my body. I know that blood cells migrate through the body. I know oxygen moves through the body, but the organs of the body, the elements of the body, the structure of the body stays the same. Wouldn't it be extremely challenging if every person had an appendix that was in a different spot, you know, and then you had an attack of appendicitis? One of the things that helps doctors to begin to figure out what's going on is, where does the problem lie in your system? And they begin to investigate from there. So Paul said, I am an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. We'll discuss more about his conversion as we dive deeper into the will of God in the weeks to come. But I do want you to know that God is the one that determines the times and the places where we are to live. He determines our function. He determines everything about that. God has a place for you. I believe that many times we short circuit that when we allow frustration in our life to get us to move from where God has placed us, has assigned us. And I know that's possible because there was a point in time very early in our pastoring at Merit Assembly of God where it was extremely difficult and extremely challenging, and I was tempted to just throw in the ministry towel at that point in time and say there's got to be a better place, a better way to serve than this. It was extremely taxing on our family. But in reality, if I had done that, if I had moved myself, I would have missed out on some of the greatest blessings that God had in store for me and my family. And I will tell you, the same thing can be said when God tells you that it's time to move to a new spot. You know, Paul was always concerned about the timing of God. We'll talk about that more later. You know, he would minister to this group of people, and then it would be on to another group of people. An apostle is a sent one. I like the term apostle being a modern-day missionary, that you're there on mission. You are there on an assignment. You are sent by God on an assignment, and when that assignment's over, then you're going to move on to another place. Well, there was a time when God was prompting in my heart that it was time to move, but it wasn't something that I was readily embracing at the time. I was kind of hesitant. I was extremely hesitant to do that. This was very, very early in my ministry. And hanging on when God said it is time for me to place you someplace else had very damaging effects in my life. So we have to recognize the timing and the placement of God. And in all honesty, when I graduated Bible college, I never would have imagined myself ending up here, but God, through some very strategic moves in our lives, got us to the place where I can say with 100% certainty, I'm right exactly where God wants me to be, doing what God has called me to do. But his call and his will are not just for pastors. They are for every person in the body of Christ. My wife was I married up, let's put it that way. She is just a phenomenal woman, and she took her job very seriously. She took her job as a divine placement by God. It was a job that was extremely taxing physically and emotionally and spiritually, and there was a great deal of frustration. This would have been over 20 years ago, a great deal of frustration. And I said, well, why don't you quit? And she said, because God placed me in this job and I'm not quitting until he says to quit. I am on divine assignment. And one day, she was praying and she got the clearance that it was time to move to a different job, a different shift. And to make a long story short, her time of sowing and ministering into other people's lives had come to an end, and the result, the kingdom result, was those people ended up getting saved. Not when she saw them, but they ended up giving their heart to Jesus, and that is so rewarding. There is so much benefit to walking in wholehearted, even when it is inconvenient, even when it is uncomfortable, obedience to the will of God. Remember, we're talking about the will of God, that none should perish, but all should come to everlasting life. So when it comes to forgiving, even if it might not be easy, it is the right thing to do because you don't know what God is going to do with that act of forgiveness that you extend to someone else. You may have a tremendous relationship that is in that is ready to produce kingdom fruit if you will just follow the will of God and not only be forgiven of your sins, but be a forgiver as well. So not everybody's going to be a missionary. Not everybody's going to be a pastor. Not everybody's going to be a teacher. Not everyone's going to be an evangelist. Everybody ought to be fulfilling their role in the body of Christ. So here a couple of weeks ago, we had our chili cook-off, and there is a person, and they have leadership skills that not everybody has. And so we had this situation and there was a suggestion made. And I said, you know what? That is a great suggestion. Not only can we make that work, but we have the tools that can make that work. And so we're going to be able to make things run smoother in the days to come simply because there was somebody there that they have a gift and we're going to be able to utilize that gift. And so don't ever think it is all about you. Look, the last thing in the world that I am trying to do is I'm not trying to make more of me. I'm not trying to duplicate more of me. There's enough people that tell stupid jokes already. That's one of the things I get accused of, is telling stupid jokes. The world doesn't need more of me. What they need is more of Jesus. They need more obedience in their life, finding the place that God has for them. So I try and help develop people to find their place in the will of God. And the will of God is not for you to be in a church where you end up just sitting on the seat cushion there. It's not just warming the pew. You have a place, you have an activity that God wants you to be a part of in the body of Christ. So I pray that every person that is listening to the sound of my voice will grow to the place where you can say, look, this is the will of God for me in my life. And when you know that, I'm telling you, it's going to give you a great deal of assurance. It's going to give you a great deal of confidence. You know, my preaching style is entirely different now than when I came to Merit Assembly of God, not because I went to different preaching schools or anything like that. None of that happened. It's not because I saw somebody on television and I tried to become more like them. It's because once I found my place in the will of God, God caused me to develop what he had been trying to develop in me my entire life. Find your place in the body of Christ. Find your God-given assignment, the will of God for you, and then do it with everything you've got. Do it with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength, all your finances. I'm telling you, it will be the happiest place in your life. Not that everything will be a breeze, but it will bring great joy to your life. Verse number 3 of Ephesians chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. As a child of the living God, there has already been divine provision made for you and I that would cause us to be blessed with every spiritual blessing. The tense of this is not future. It is as something that has already happened. Who has blessed us? That indicates past tense. It's an activity that has already taken place that assures us of a contemporary, a right now provision. So a couple of weeks ago, I don't remember exactly which day, but I was having a day. And later on in the day, somebody asked me a question, and I just gave them the rote answer. I couldn't tell you who it was. It was a person at a store or something like that. They asked me how I was doing. I said, fine. Good. Something like that. On that particular day, I was having a really, really difficult day. There was some things that were stretching me, and not anything at home or anything like that. It was just, I was forced to deal with things that are no fun to deal with. Didn't have anything to do with me, but I was the one that was having to deal with it. And I don't know if you find joy in that or not, but I didn't. And so that day, that person said, how you doing? I said, good. And I took about two steps and I was like, I just lied to him. I just lied. I didn't intend to, but I did. In all honesty, and I mean, we were passing. It wasn't like we were standing there or anything like that. I think it was somebody I might have passed on the sidewalk, now that I think about it. How you doing? Good. And go on my journey a little bit. And it's like, that wasn't a true statement. You know what is a true statement? How are you today? I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. I am blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. I can tell you that is a reality in my life, because God's word says it's a reality. It's a reality that is not based upon my circumstances. It's a reality not based on my emotions. It's not a reality based on how anybody else is treating me, or what the bank statement says, or whether there's a problem with a car or anything like that. It's a reality because God's word declares it is a reality, and God cannot lie. So it is God's will for you and I to be spiritually blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Now, I want you to catch that, because there is that qualifying preposition there, in Christ. It is spiritual blessing that is in the heavenly places in Christ. It's blessings that are there in heaven that are available to us here on earth because we are in Christ. It is the will of God for that to be a manifest reality for you and for me. Verse number 4 says, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. And so I'm going to wrap up today's broadcast. We got about 5 minutes here to the end of the program. And I can tell you this, that you are chosen by God today. You may be listening and you're not a child of God yet, but I want you to know that God has chosen you. One of the things that happens every year, it's now become a spectacle on its own, is whenever one of the major sports franchises, the one that gets the most attention is the NFL draft. And there are people who are either sitting in a room, or they are sitting at home, or they're sitting some place where they are paying attention, and they can be having a conversation with someone in that room and not realize that an NFL team has chosen them. The choice is made in secret by the team before the person ever finds out about it. Today, you may have been told by the devil that you've sinned too much. You may have been told that you're worthless, that you will never amount to anything. Welcome to the club. If that's you, I want you to understand that God has a message for you, and that is, the devil is a liar. His message is a lie. And the reality is, God chose you to be a child of God. He says, God chose us in Him, in Christ, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy. You may think that holiness is optional. It is not. You might think that holiness is the list of things that were done decades ago, and you can't do this, and you can't do this, and you can't do this, and the list of things you can't do was much longer than the list of things that you could do. Holiness used to be defined as the style of haircut, the length of your sleeves, the length of your skirt, and all of that sort of stuff. Guys, it was the whether or not the hair touched your ear or touched your collar or any of that sort of stuff. And I want you to know, holiness is so much more than a list. It is a heart attitude. It is recognizing that God has spoken over your life and said, you are holy. The scripture says, be holy even as I am holy, says the Lord. So there's the standard. There's the standard. You and I are supposed to be as holy as God is. That's not just for the pastor, not just for the worship team or the staff or any of that. Be holy even as I am holy, says the Lord, is a statement for every believer. God chose us in Christ to be holy. Now, I like to say this, the same God that says be holy is the same God that said let there be light. And so I have every confidence that God's declaration that I'm going to be holy is going to manifest the same way that the sun comes up every morning. Yes, I know the actual scientific, the sun really doesn't come up. It's the rotation of the sun. I'm just saying that from a practical standpoint, God wants you holy. It is the will of God. It is not the will of God for us to continue in our sins. It is not the will of God to continue in wickedness and to harbor hatred and anger and hostility and vitriol in our hearts and lives. The will of God is for you and I to be set apart for His purpose. It says, and without blame before Him in love. Some of you still carry around a lot of guilt. And I will tell you this, if you've prayed and you asked Jesus to forgive you of your sins and you meant it, He forgave you. And I want to release you from the condemnation of the enemy today. We'll talk about it a little bit more tomorrow. Until then, you have a great day. And once again, thank you for listening to the Refresh Radio
Broadcast.
Thank
you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
This is how it feels when I know the man. say I